It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Managing your cotton crop with precision technologies may help maximize the efficiency use of inputs, often increasing yields while lowering a farm's environmental impact. Cotton yield monitors, now standard in new cotton pickers, provide in-field variability maps that show the real benefits. Learn more about cotton yield monitors at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, a tough week for cotton, but not much has changed. Before this week, we had some real nice gains. We got our chest out just a little bit. We felt good as we were doing things. And then all of a sudden this week shows up and the market gives up 200 points. It gives up all of the gains that we had made the prior 3 weeks. But still, very much so, we remain within the trading range. We remain somewhat toward the mid part of the trading range, actually a little bit below that, but still a lot of downside we could go and still stay in this trading range. But certainly the 63 and a half cent area where we are now is 2.5 months ago we would have thought that was an excellent price. So there should be no panic by the bulls in this market's attempt to see higher prices. I think we saw plenty of light above 65 cents this past week or the prior week, and I think we will see that once again without question. But I think the tightness does exist. I think it's without question it's there. And we also saw that the mills cut off their buying at 65 cents. Well, they had initially, back 4 months ago, they cut their buying off at 59 cents. Now, then they moved it up to about 61 cents, 62 cents. And then they moved it up to 63 cents. So now we're 2 cents higher. So this pattern of higher and higher lows, that's basically the definition of an uptrend. So, we should still continue to feel somewhat positive in this market, even in spite of the weekly net sales this week being negative because of cancellations. Essentially, the primary cancellations came out of China. But they still were major takers this week, as we saw export shipments about nearly 220,000 bales. Now, granted, that's only about half of what we saw last week, but 220,000 bales of shipments, we're basically 101% of commitments for the marketing year compared to the five-year average. So we're above the level we need to be, and we still got 19 or so weeks left in the marketing year. I think we should be very careful to not get discouraged and think, well, the market's going south. Now, as discussed, the mills withdrew at 65 cents, and yet again they were withdrawing earlier. So let's look at the market in terms of trading about 150 to 200 points on either side of 63.5 cents. Last week I said 150 points on either side of 63.5 cents, but we need to wind that a little bit, and not necessarily for the downside, but for the upside. It's now late April, of course, and as we look at planting conditions, we've certainly paid most attention to West Texas last three years, actually, and we certainly will this year because of the volume I've gotten there, but a scary scenario continues to follow in the Mid-South, where it just remains too wet to get a whole lot of field work done. It's been raining this week consistently, and everything is just soggy still. It becomes more and more important, the Mid-South does, because of its shrinking acres and because of the volume of quality cotton the Mid-South produced this past year. So that volume is not going to be available this year, so it puts more pressure on the U.S. coming, finding some location. Traditionally, it's been West Texas to have that real strong, high-quality cotton. So Mother Nature is becoming more and more important as we look at this market down the road, and she will be. I do think that this trading range is very solid, and we'll stay within it. Thanks again.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.